Hi, this is Sandy Kraut, and the title of this newsletter is, How Do I Do It? After last month's newsletter, which was on our design for success, we received an interesting question, one which we are often asked. What habits or steps do you do to help you consciously monitor your thinking and its impact on your feelings? This question pinpoints the most difficult part of our work at Insight Principles. Over the years, we've made countless innovations in our programs to help people digest our message. We've found various ways to say that the human mind works only one way from the inside out, and that the human mind has a built-in design for success. It's a simple message. Most people grasp it intellectually. But then the questions start about how to do it. Expressing and hearing the message is the easy part. Realizing the message, which is what transforms the message into practical understanding, the how-tos, is a very different story. Realization is not something we do. It happens to us, within us. We've been having realization since infancy. Most of the time, we hardly notice. We miss the significance and power of what just transpired and simply incorporate the new learning and go on with our lives. Another word for realization is insight. When we realize how something works, we have new options and new things to do which are invisible or unavailable before our realization. For example, many, many years ago, my 5-year-old cousin got a Superman outfit for Christmas, and he jumped out his second-story bedroom window and broke his arm. He had not yet realized gravity. It took several lessons before I finally realized how to turn my downhill skis in the directions I wanted them to go. I've argued with my spouse with great conviction, only to realize later that I was wrong. Realizing how our perceptions and feelings are generated each moment by a thought is one of the most powerful insights we will ever have. Yet, it is easy to completely miss. And even if we realize how it works, we will always have moments where we forget. Remembering the truth of how the mind works when I'm caught up gives me the space I need to notice something is off. I take another look at what's really going on, that I am experiencing thought in the moment, the only way experience can happen. My blaming, justifying thinking seems to fall away. The built-in wisdom of my mind brings me something new and my experience changes. These are not steps that I intentionally do. Instead, they are manifestations of my realization about the way the mind actually works. Of course, sometimes there are things to do. It makes sense to calm down in a crisis. Clearing my head before I make an important decision works well. When I need to have a sensitive discussion with someone, I wait until I feel settled. However, these doings are the byproduct of my realizations. Without the realizations of how experience is crafted by a thought, they are just good ideas that need to be worked on by me. Knowing how my mind works takes a lot of the effort out of life, and I'd rather not add to my workload. Luckily, realization is a powerful and reliable tool that adds nothing to my to-do list.